With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Welcome to this edition of Road Trippin'. We've got some fun truth or trashes as well as talking about the in-season tournament that is just phenomenal. I'm such a fan. Can't wait. Allie Clifton, me again, Channing Frye, Richard Jefferson. Let's start with this fun truth or trash. This is the best shot, truth or trash, Arizona Hoops has had at a title since you guys were there.
No. I think the team, the best team that they had was when they had TJ McConnell. I think Aaron Gordon.
Derek Williams.
We had some teams that were better. This team is very, very
good. They're huge.
They're very good, but size does not win in the tournament. We have seen that consistently. Great guard play wins in the tournament. That's why Arizona used to go to the Final Four, because we had great guard play. Our best team, in my opinion, is when we had TJ McConnell, who's been a damn near 10-year NBA pro as our point guard. You know what I'm saying? Like that was the best team. So, like, we will see, but big don't win in the tournament. We need your card.
The only school in fucking America that has two basketball and football top 15.
I wanted to say something so bad there, but I can't.
Shout out Andre Iguodala and Mustafa Shakur, their little fuel pure. This stuff is great.
Speaking of tournament, congratulations to your alma mater. When it comes to the in-season tournament, how do you guys think it's gone? I want your initial reaction, and then we're going to dive into some of the latest things as it all kind of unfolds.
Nine out of ten?
What about you?
I don't like some of the courts. That's the only thing I don't like.
The red ones suck.
The red ones suck.
They are awesome. You know why?
Everything's awesome. Okay, let's be a spokesperson for the NBA. The red ones are a bit much.
I'm saying we're nitpicking here. If we're saying there were 30 new NBA courts and three of them are red, I didn't like the red courts. Like the idea of the brand new courts.
Your freaking thing a 9 out of 10.
No, I'm not. It's not my thing. I'm just saying is like yes, we can have it. Like I didn't like the Brooklyn Nets jersey. Does that mean we don't like the NC? Doesn't they were garbage? But that's what I'm saying. That's not a reflection of the in-season tournament. That's just like, that's more of like
the all-encompassing. Okay. But yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with you. I love it.
There we go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you got it.
Go ahead. Ask your question.
I was just going to say, what did you guys make of all the last second jockeying teams had to do?
Love it.
You do?
Play defense.
Because it creates tension. Everyone's like, what are you doing that for? Well, I have to. Stop losing by 30.
Yeah.
Like,
Boston needed to win by 23 or more in their pack of Drummond with 8 minutes left in the fourth.
Pack his ass up.
They were doing it at the Shaq. They've done it at the Shaq before. This is not strategy that is foreign to the game of basketball. And they can't do it in the final 2 minutes. So if they're trying to, most of the time, a coach, you got to get, if they make one free throw, right? That means 1 point per possession. That's a good thing over multiple possessions. And if they have to take them out, now you have the advantage. You have the strategic advantage.
Make a fucking free throw and don't be down 30. One of two. Like, if you're getting your ass beat sometimes, get your ass beat.
They were down 22 or down 30 already, but they still had to win by 23 or more. So to keep that score, they had to win by 23 or more.
Yes.
So in order to do that, then you would need to.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm talking to the Bulls.
You're talking to bro.
I got you.
You're getting ass beat.
Okay. Truth or trash, having said that, Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla owed Andre Drummond the apology that he gave him.
No.
That's
we're just, so that's nice. Just, we are so nice.
God. He's not owed. It's respectful. I love Joe Mazzulla. He's very respectful. But this is what I'm saying. If you told me, Richard, you have 10 minutes to beat little Richard by 100 points in basketball for $500,000, I will destroy every ounce of that man's confidence for $500,000. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What the, like?
I'll buy you a nice big old ice cream cone from Full Soul Creamery.
There are 450 players in the world. Yes, it is a lesson. It is a lesson. Hey, son, we're going to dinner at $500,000. I'm just sorry. There's $500,000 on the table right now. And you're going to say, Coach, I'm going to go full court press whether you tell me or not. What would I look like if I had to win by 23? If I had to win by 23 and then our guys just chilled and we won by 18 and now that cost us a chance at $500,000.
Can you please do that to Little Rich and take video of it?
If someone would offer me put up the money. Go fund me. Start whatever it is.
The Warriors had to win by 12. Yes. They got up by 18.
That was the next
Sacramento
one,
goes, oh, y'all trying to take your foot off the gas? Say less. We just going to win the game. And the crowd knew it. The crowd stayed because they were like, yo, we win even if we lose. The crowd, it's like a college environment because they're like, yo, beat the shit out of these players and then keep your starters in the whole game.
We are professional sports. This is you're not piling them on. You're playing the game. That's two different things. If this was a non-in-season tournament game, that's the wrong move. An in-season tournament game, you do that. I don't want to hear no whining. Drummond's been paid $150 million over the course of his career. Shoot your free throws, bro. And I love Drummond.
But that's I don't know if he was complaining. I think that was just
I'm just talking about the person, not that he was complaining, but I'm saying that's not the first time he's had to deal with that. Oh, well, it's 8 minutes. That's unusual. I'm trying to get $500,000. People want to complain that players aren't being competitive and that the fourth quarter and guys aren't giving the what?
Okay, so along the lines of the Chicago Bulls, truth or trash, the Bulls should put Alex Caruso on the trade market ASAP.
Everybody. The Bulls should put everyone on the trade market.
Everybody. They stink.
Should put their logo up for fucking
rebrand. ASAP. Rebrand.
Should they move the Bulls to Vegas?
No, don't do that.
Just kidding. Chicago's my favorite city. Don't. Okay, well, we're at that point already, so we're going to do another little fun one. Give us your top players from last week. These are your Under Armour game changers of the week. Which player or coach impressed you the most?
Paolo Banchero.
I was going to pick Jamal Mosley.
You guys already talked about. Okay, you can do the coach.
Yeah,
you can't pick Paolo in both ones.
I'm picking Jamal Mosley because we understand this industry. Okay. Jamal Mosley has done a very good job of nurturing his players, developing relationships with the players, getting his guys to buy in. I think they have talent, but I don't think they have like OKC talent. Where you're like, oh, where did this come from? Right? It's like, no, they need to be. They're winning because they're all bought in, and it's a collective unit. That is why they are winning, and that to me is coaching. I don't think talent wise, even with Paolo, even with Wagner, even with some of these guys, I think they're middle of the pack talent if we're talking about the NBA. But because they're young, they bought in, they play together, they can exceed that. They can kind of get to the top of that middle pack, and that's where they are. So shout out to them.
I'll switch mine. Jaime Vasquez from Miami.
He's just
a smart player. And they're like, here's your role. Here's what you're going to do.
Isn't it Jaime Jaquez?
That's what I said. Oh, I said Vasquez.
Vasquez. Whoops.
My bad. Jaime Jaquez. My bad, dog.
He's nice, though.
I didn't know he got a little wiggle to it. Pause.
You know what it is? That wiggle you see, but you don't know if they can do that same wiggle in the NBA. And he's proven he can do that same wiggle in the NBA. He's going to be a very, very good player for a long time. He's just so smart. And I love it that he's 22 years old. I love it that he's 22.
Right, people make it seem like
you have to draft 12-year-olds and then wait 3 years and then give them an extension and they still ain't shit. No, man. Like, guys get better from 22 to 25. You just like, I think the whole, I'm going to draft a 19-year-old and blah, blah, blah. Some of that is because it buys GMs time. It buys them time. That's what a lot of that is. You get a 22-year-old and then three years into his deal, he's 20, or 3 years into his rookie contract, he's 24, 25. You kind of understand who he is. right? 19, and then you get to 22, and you're like, well, we're still going to see, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, facts. Road Trippin's Game Changers of the Week are sponsored by Under Armour. Do your thing. Change the game. The Curry 11 Future Curries are available now at currybrand.com. Most sustainable early season surprise. The 12-5 Magic, 13-4 T-Wolves, or the 11-6 Thunder?
Oh, the Thunder. Thunder. Also, I found out my little Rock Linux barfed at school, so I have to leave in like 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It's okay. She barfs. She'd be barfing. A little nasty. The T-Wolves. I watched them play. What the fuck? Hey, Jaden McDaniels, you talk about impact, and you talk about like what, okay, people go, oh, why do I want to play on the USA team? Anthony Edwards is a different monster. Mm-hmm. Karl-Anthony Towns said, this is all you. Rudy Gobert said, whatever y'all need me to do, I'll do it. And then having those two, Jaden McDaniels and Anthony Edwards, and you know who else has been just quiet underneath the radar? Slow-mo and Mike Conley Jr. are vets that just make the right play. They're defensively there. I am on the Timberwolves train up until the playoffs where they can't play Rudy Gobert. But up until then, I'm on the train.
I'm not going to take any victory laps here, but I have said that the Timberwolves, like probably about a year and a half ago, until Anthony Edwards becomes their clear and defined best player, then like I think they had gone as far as Karl-Anthony Towns could take them as their best player, right? Right. Anthony Edwards has the ability to be that dude in the top five and top, you know, maybe best player in the league. He has that ability. So the minute Karl was like, okay, here's my role. I'm going to go crush at this. And then Anthony Edwards is the best player that fills in the gaps. Once you saw that and you see the commitment and understanding, Karl, like that's people make it seem like Kobe and Shaq. Like you're going to still get your 25. You're still going to have your 30 on a certain night. It doesn't mean that you got to become a role player. So I just think that to me, watching them, but yeah, now it's the Rudy. And Rudy made one of the, oh my God, they played OKC last night. Mm-hmm. Rudy was guarding Chet. Rudy leaves Chet when they're up by four. Rudy's guarding Chet. Shea drives. He's under the paint. Rudy runs from the three-point line in for no reason, and then they throw it out to Chet. He hits a three. They're only up by one. My point is this. Rudy he can't make those mistakes. You're a multi-time defensive player of the year. It was like when Anthony Davis got lost a few times last year and then was fouled on stuff. Yes.
Maxi Kleber. Yes.
But he did. That's what he did. But they didn't lose the game. But it was like you're up by four. Why are you leaving Chet Holmgren? Point being is this: Rudy's got to prove that he can be a long, consistent player in the postseason, like Channing. Because like once you take him out of the mix, now that defense that you have built over 7 months ain't the same. Even some of your offensive triggers ain't the same. So it's like you. That's the part. They're going to be great. I think they're going to finish in the top three if they stay healthy. But in the postseason, it's about Rudy. I truly think it's about Rudy in the postseason. I think he can do it, but it's about him.
Yeah. Before you have to go get Linux, little butt, can we get predictions for the in-season tournament? Ooh, obviously, yeah. Because the brackets have been set. Let's start with the East. You've got the Celtics at the number three Celtics at the number two seed Pacers. By the way, the Pacers can score some buckets, but my God.
Who called it? I did.
Did you?
This guy.
I'll let you have a victory lap.
I think Boston's the best team in basketball right now. I thought it was Denver, but after watching Boston.
So at Indy, you have them coming out of the bracket in general. How are the Knicks and Bucks going to do?
I think the Knicks win that game. Like, I'm not, no offense, the Bucks fans, I am not impressed with the Bucks as much as everyone else is right now, which is fine.
Okay.
Again, this early in the season, I'm not enamored with the Bucks. They're always going to be top four, top five, but I think the Knicks have a little bit more to prove.
Someone said the NBA needs the Knicks to win the in-season tournament.
No, they don't. No, they, why? Why? The NBA hasn't, the Knicks haven't done shit in 20 plus years. The NBA has been just fine. The NBA has been thriving.
People love the Knicks hype train.
I love the Knicks hype train too. I got no issue. Yeah, like it'd be great if the Knicks were awesome.
But the Knicks are not beating the 76ers. I'll tell you that.
But let's be really honest. Half the teams that are in this, it benefits from a standpoint. If you get the Lakers in that semifinals or finals, Vegas is going to be a home game for them, right? It's going to be a home game. If Giannis gets there, you want one of the biggest superstars there. Who else is in it? Sacramento.
You got the Suns, Pelicans, Kings, Lakers in the West. Pelicans at the Kings on Monday. Suns at Lakers on Tuesday for the quarterfinals.
I want Kevin Durant to win it for his legacy.
The fuck?
I think the Kings are going to win it. They're just they're too good.
No disrespect to Kevin Durant, but what does winning the in-season tournament have to do with Kevin Durant?
Whoa,
he wins it by himself?
No. I promise you, I'm not taking shots. But I'm saying, I think we're going to look back on this in 10 years, 15 years, and this is going to be a part. Just like how they have in-season tournament records. It's like, if you were never able to win this like somewhat single elimination tournament and how they do it, I think this goes on. This is a thing that adds. Like, because like kind of how like they've given out the best player in the Western Conference, the Magic Johnson Award, the Larry Bird Award. You know what I'm saying? Like, those things now go on your resume. They go on your resume.
So, Kevin Durant doesn't need that. Kevin Durant's going to be just fine.
No one needs it. LeBron doesn't need millions of dollars.
You never said LeBron. You said Kevin Durant.
I'm just saying, no one needs anything. Kevin Durant doesn't need another championship. I am saying that I think it will help. It will help his overall standing. You win the first in-season tournament? I'm sorry. That is a big deal.
I'm just saying.
He is the Wizard King. Come on, Allie.
The way you put it. Yeah, he's God. As he said, it's nothing for me. It's not my thing.
It's not my thing.
You're right. Your face is in every freaking arena telling everyone. And the second anyone disagrees with you, you're like, so annoying. Okay, one last final thing. And then, Shannon, you can go. I promise. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I just want to finish with this truth or trash because we were talking about it before we came on. I'm a part of it. What? Truth or trash. I would have volunteered to be one of the 456 contestants on Netflix's Squid Games Challenge for a shot at $4.5 million, the largest prize in game show history.
No.
Sidebar, I am going to the Netflix Squid Games Challenge tomorrow night and have to compete in said challenge.
You are?
Yeah. I'm kind of scared.
Good luck.
70 minutes.
Yeah, 100%.
I hope it's just running.
I hope it's running since you said you ran track in high school.
I'm not well, but I think I will. My brain says, like, yeah, I would 100% win. 100%.
You would sign up for that.
Yeah.
Have you seen Squid Games?
Yes.
No.
Oh, God. Okay, well.
So I'm talking about the show.
That's why Richard
No one's dying in the show on Netflix, like the game show. No one's dying in the game show.
Richard, you and I are not built to be hanging off of stuff or eating snake eggs.
Not yet, but you tell me when, and I will be.
What is going on? Are you drunk?
No, I'm saying, like, bro, I'm not built for
a marathon. $4.5 million is a lot of money.
I'm not built for a marathon, but if you tell me that I have a chance to win $4.5 million if I go win this marathon, boy, my training gonna look different. My training's gonna look different. I'm gonna walk around here looking like a Kenyan in about 4 months.
Oh God, Kenyans are the famous marathon runners,
Allie. They're the famous marathon runners, Allie. Okay, yeah, she's like, 100%. Oh,
it cut out.
Okay, well, I gotta go because my child is barfing.
Give love to Lennox.
I will. Thank you, guys. See ya.
Steph Curry makes you believe you can do anything, and the Curry 11s are specifically designed with ultimate bounce, grip, and stability to allow everyone to do their thing. New generations of ball players are coming up and showing the basketball world that the old rules do not apply. The future is exciting, fast, positive, and hungry. This NBA season, rock with your favorite player and rep his shoes on and off the court. The Curry 11s are perfect for both the committed and casual ballers. The UA Warp Tech makes the shoe feel like it was designed for your feet, locked in no matter what you do on the court. Stop in your tracks with dual density UA flow cushioning and traction. It's an emergency break you don't even notice. Steph's 11th signature shoe steps into the second decade of his sneaker career, pulling colorway inspiration from the wonders of a positive and modernized future on and off the court. Take these kicks with you when you leave the scrimmage and rep Under Armour wherever you go. So do your thing. Change the game. The Curry 11 Future Curry is available now at currybrand.com. All right, let's do a couple more truth or trashes to wrap this episode up since Channing has left us. Thanksgiving leftovers are still okay to eat a week later. Truth or trash?
Damn right. One week is the damn right. 1 week is the limit. And it depends on the food.
What's lasting 1 week?
Ham, turkey. Like if it's taken out, yeah, 100%. Heat that bad boy up, man. Do you understand, Lil Rich? Yesterday, I went and bought the sweet Hawaiian breads. So then I'm cutting turkey off. He'd never really had it. You know, our kids are like having things for the first time, but they're really processing it. Mm-hmm. So, man, I took off some ham. I put some cheddar cheese on it, put it in the oven, take it out the oven, put it on one of those breads. So he's got a melted ham and cheese like on a Hawaiian bread. This was yesterday. Oh, damn right.
That sounds great. But it was fresh. It was fresh Hawaiian bread.
It was fresh Hawaiian bread. Yeah, we're not talking about leftover Hawaiian bread. We're talking about
leftover rolls.
We're not talking about leftover rolls. We're talking about leftover like ham and turkey. I think a week is the safe zone. And honestly, your shit wasn't that good. If you still got macaroni and greens, and if you still got that left, then that's a problem because that should be the first to go. It's just the meat.
I ate a slimy ass drumstick last night.
Yeah.
As I asked person why they weren't feeling well today.
Who said that?
You have the chat. Said that, truth or trash, I finally found something worse than dry turkey. Truth or trash, LA traffic is worse than dry turkey. Facts.
Yes, LA traffic is, because there's not things worse than LA traffic, but like, come on. Like, would you rather eat a dry ass turkey sandwich? Or
then sit in LA traffic for my entire existence while living in the state of California.
That is an unfair, that's an unfair like comparison.
All right. Pascal Siakam, truth or trash, will finish this season with the Hawks.
Ooh, I don't know, but I hope he doesn't finish it with Toronto.
Why? Elaborate.
Because they're not going anywhere. Just the same reason why I don't want the Bulls players. I root for every player to get traded off of bad teams. Not from like a bad, like, oh, no, but it's like, yo, the Chicago Bulls are a team that need to be repositioned themselves. The Toronto Raptors are a team that need to reposition themselves. So they got good players in the prime of career. I want to see them like Bradley Beal. I'm sorry he's hurt, but I was rooting for Bradley Beal to leave Washington for multiple years because I want to see him in important games. I'm jealous like that. I'm not that's just me. So I don't know where he's going to end up, but I hope he doesn't finish in Toronto.
I like the take that you had on JJ Redick's podcast, by the way. The dig that you shot at JJ Redick when it comes to Kyle Korver.
Yes, I did too. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
What did Tim Legler say?
Well, Tim
what
is
was
awesome.
He doing off to the right?
No, as Tim is awesome. Because Tim is awesome and he gets me and JJ kind of like go at each other. But sometimes I say things so subtly and straight and he's just kind of listening and not realizing that I'm just throwing a fucking direct nuke bomb at JJ. But JJ picks up on it, but I don't stop stride. So that's the shit that's fun. Because Legler is kind of like, he's, you know, so hyper smart in the way he breaks down the game. But it was like when he sees me and JJ on fuck around time, he's just like these two.
All right, last one. Truth or trash, Mark Cuban would be the best shark to partner with on Shark Tank. Obviously, you know the other sharks. Mr. Wonderful.
Look, as a businessman and as we are business people, I think the best shark is the person that actually, person-wise, Mark Cuban's amazing. I know him personally. Awesome. Mm-hmm. As a shark or whatever, I want the shark that best gives me the opportunity to do what I do. Right. Whatever I'm showing up with. Right. That's what I want. Right. That's my thing. If you're going to do business, I wouldn't say that. But person wise, I know Mark. He's amazing.
Have you drank that wine behind you?
Have I? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You have?
It's delicious. The Chosen Wine. Outstanding. I'm not even getting paid. It's delicious.
But if you gave him $500,000 to kick his ass's son in a game of basketball.
What? You can offer me $100,000. You can offer me $50,000.
Stop it.
I promise you.
$50,000?
Yeah.
That should be a poll. Would you What would you, what's the limit that you would accept to beat your child in a game of basketball? How much do you have to win by?
I said 100.
Like, and I think you should preface with the idea of, like, Little Rich is up and coming. He loves basketball. He loves sports. He thinks he's that dude, right? Like, he take his confidence. How old is he?
I'm not taking anyone's confidence. Michael Jordan lost by 50, right? We saw that. LeBron just lost by 44. I'm not taking his confidence. I'm teaching him a valuable lesson. That's all I'm doing. And the valuable lesson is, like, son, if someone gives you $50,000, $100,000, $500,000, you do whatever it takes to go get that bag. That's the lesson. And one day he'll be 10 years old and be, hey, remember when I beat you by 100? Son, that was for $500,000.
Would you do it for $25,000?
Well, this is the thing, and I don't.
You're a millionaire, so I get it. That's why I have to say 25,000.
Well, no. Well, my thing is, like, it is still a lot of work to go get all those buckets, right? So it's like,
I thought you were going to talk about how it has to change your life, and because you're a millionaire,
25,000. No. I was like, no. There's work. I got to go score 100.
Okay, so what's the limit?
I don't know. I don't want to put a number out there, but I'm saying this. If you're talking about any 50, 100 and above, oh, he's getting it. 100%. Him and his brother, you put them both on the court. I'll take them both down.
It's a wrap for Phoenix. No, Phoenix will not be able to handle that.
No. Oh, Phoenix would be upset. You'd think I was cheating. You'd say it was not fair. They'd probably give up, which would make it easier to score halfway through.
All right. That's another edition of Road Trippin'.